Good evening. I'm Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW from Blenheim.
And I'm Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL in Upper Hutt.
I'm Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO in Auckland.
And I'm Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG from Christchurch.
And I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF in Nelson. And together we bring you the NZART official broadcast for February 2017. Yes, good evening everyone. Leading tonight's official broadcast is Presidential Comment. Here's our NZART President, Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW. Stuart?
Good evening to all listeners and welcome to the first official broadcast for 2017. I trust that you've all had an enjoyable holiday break. I've just got back from a trip to Taranaki where I had a most enjoyable catch-up with the new Plymouth branch members at their February meeting. President Kyle, ZL2KGF, and Secretary Daniel, ZL2DRV, and the branch committee made me most welcome. As a bonus, I even caught a quick view of Mount Taranaki during my stay. While on my road trip, I visited our QSL manager, Ivan, ZL2ATU, and his wife, Pat, in Whanganui. Ivan is one of the many hard-working officers that are so vital to NZART functioning so well. Ivan took me through how he operates the Bureau and the many tricks he uses to get the most bang for the members' buck out of the postal system. Ivan works on the Bureau daily to keep on top of things and to keep those QSL cards moving that are so important to many of our members and amateurs overseas. In December, Vice President Phil, ZL3PAH, and I met with Debbie at headquarters. A face-to-face meeting with Debbie allows us to see how things are going there from her perspective. Importantly, we are also able to let her know how valued she is by Council and the wider membership in playing a big part in keeping NZART going so well. Chris, ZL3LF, is making good progress with the update of our website. You will notice that while the front page will eventually be replaced, it has been steadily tidied and made more user-friendly. Chris has been working with Debbie to ensure that the branch page on the website is up to date. That page now has a map to show you the location of our branches, and a click shows you the offices and meeting information for that branch. Please check your branch details for accuracy and let Debbie know if anything needs updating. You'll see in my column in the latest break-in that after this year's AGM, we will have several vacancies on council. If you are in the northern, central, or southern region, and you'd like to serve your organisation, or you'd like to know about being a councillor, please feel free to get in contact with Debbie or me. That is all from me tonight. Good night, everyone.
And thank you, Stuart, the President of NZART, Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW. Next Saturday, the 4th of March. Yes, that's the date for the annual Te Puke Amateur Radio Club Junk Sale. The venue is the Paengaroa Community Hall, Old Coach Road in Paengaroa. The venue opens at 6:30 a.m. with good food and hot breakfasts available from 7:30 a.m. The radio sale, well, it commences at 10 a.m. There'll be a Waro get-together starting at 10:30 a.m. Table costs are $20 per table or $25 on the day, or $12 for a half table, and that'll cost $15 on the day. Remember, motorhome parking is available. Please advise the organisers by phone or email. For further information and table bookings, phone 07533 1029. That's 07533 1029, or mobile 027 248 8664, 027 248 8664, or email sidrow@extra.co.nz. That's one word, sidrow with an E, at extra.co.nz. That's the annual Te Puke Amateur Radio Club Junk Sale at Paengaroa next Saturday, the 4th of March. We move on to Upper Hutt, and it's a very good evening to NZART Business Manager Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone, and a very belated Happy New Year to you all. By now, you should all have received your break-in and the much-awaited call book on CD-ROM. If you haven't, please check that your subscription has been paid, or better still, received by me. For some reason, there has been quite a significant amount of mail go missing between December and January. I have seen more than my share of queries regarding payments sent, but not received here, both with NZART and for the Ulysses Club. Do we have another lazy rogue postie tucking away mail somewhere? Anyway, getting back to Callbook on CD-ROM, and it's always a topic for discussion. I and the break-in editor have received a number of emails and phone calls advising that it is not suitable. I must remind you, Callbook comes at a considerable cost. While it would be great to think we could produce a full Callbook every year, this would increase your subscription to well over the $100 mark annually. If you would like to offer other alternatives, please feel free to write to Council for their consideration, or perhaps join us at conference and have your say at the AGM. The examination question bank has finally had approval from RSM for the upgraded question bank. There are only a few changes. However, there are a number of areas in the online examination generating software that need to be amended. It is hoped that the new system will be in place by 1 April. Therefore, all those branches wishing to undertake ham-cram courses before this date, please use the old system. All supervisors will be notified by email as soon as we have the updated system in place. A reminder too that I need all nominations for awards for the AGM. That is the Z01HV Branch Award, the NZART Life Membership, Young Amateur and Amateur of the Year Awards, all nominations to be received here by 1 April at the latest. Well, that's all from me, Jim. Back to you.
Thank you, Debbie. Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL, our NZART Business Manager. NZART Conference 2017. Rotorua Branch 33 invites NZART members and their guests to the weekend conference activities in Rotorua over Queen's Birthday weekend. That's the 3rd and 4th of June. Yes, come and visit New Zealand's coolest hotspot. The venue for this year's conference is the Sutama Hotel, located in Rotorua City, geothermal paradise. There is generous parking available at the venue during the day and night for cars and moderate-sized vehicles. Motorhomes and similar can park during the day, but will need other facilities at night. Overnight parking is available in various spots reasonably close to Rotorua City. Details on Rotorua Conference 2017 can be found on the conference webpage www.hamradio.co.nz and in your Jan-Feb copy of Breakin, page 13. To ensure the best possible prices, now's the time to make your bookings for travel and accommodation in Rotorua. NZART Conference 2017 in Rotorua over Queen's Birthday weekend. It's time now for Wairau News, and it's a very good evening to Rosemary, ZL1RO.
Thanks, Jim, and hello, everyone. It's going to be a busy year for YLs, judging by the list of happenings I have to tell you about. All ladies are invited to get together during the Te Puke Radio Club's annual market day at Paengaroa on Saturday, March the 4th. Meet in the usual room about 10:30 a.m. for morning tea and chat. The Thelma Super Memorial Contest will be held on the nights of the 1st and 2nd of April, just 2 hours each night this year. Details are in the break-in and the September 2016 bulletin. Wairau was formed in 1962 and this year is the 55th anniversary. A special morning tea will be held after the Wairau AGM, which this year is in Rotorua during NZART Conference. All YLs, whether Wairau members or not, are invited to come along to this event. In July, the Canadian Ladies Amateur Radio Association, CLARA, will be 50 years old, and they're having a 50th birthday bash from July the 18th to the 20th in Winnipeg, Manitoba. If you're going to be in Canada about that time, I'm sure they'd welcome ZLYLs to their celebrations. There will be no Wairau Activity Week this year, but instead an award will be held in August. More details to follow on that later. ALARA, which is the Australian Ladies Amateur Radio Organisation, are holding their ALARA meet in Cairns, Queensland from the 8th to the 11th of September, and registrations for this event are now open. Go to the ALARA webpage or to the ALARA meet Facebook page for more information. I enjoyed attending a YL get-together in Auckland on the Sunday of Anniversary Weekend. There were 9 YLs and 6 OMs from quite a wide area of Auckland and Waikato, and we spent a very pleasant afternoon together. These get-togethers are worthwhile, and we hope that other areas will organise similar events. That's all from Wairau for this month, Jim. Good night, everyone.
Thank you, Rosemary. Reporting for Wairau, Rosemary Berger, ZL1RO. Now to catch up on international amateur radio news, we join the team at the Amateur Radio Newsline.
You don't have to be in the military to receive Navy honours. Not if you're one of the Australian hams who were involved in a special event marking a noted World War I battle at sea. Amateur Radio Newsline's John Williams, VK4JJW, has that story.
The Royal Australian Navy's role in World War I was a point of pride back then, even as it is now. Just ask Mike, VK4QS, Alan, VK4SN, Bob, VK4RJ, Peter, VK4QC, Mike, VK4MIK, and Doc, VK5BUG. The 6 hams operating as VI4SEA last November marked the Navy's first single ship action at sea during the war as HMAS Sydney engaged Germany's SMS Emden. The ham's efforts were hailed in a letter their team leader received from the Chief of Navy, Vice Admiral Tim Barrett, who said he was encouraged by amateur radio's promotion of the nation's military heritage. The team had also operated 2 other stations during the Anzac Centenary in 2015, VI4AE2, honouring the Australian submarine at the Dardanelles in April, and VI4ANZAC, noting the Royal Australian Naval Bridging Train in December. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm John Williams, VK4JJW.
A beloved old broadcast station came to life again in the UK, thanks to an amateur radio club with a sense of history, respect, and great enthusiasm for its legacy. Here's Amateur Radio Newsline's Jeremy Boot, G4NJH.
95 years ago, radio came alive inside a small broadcast station, a former military Marconi hut, in Essex, as Britain welcomed its first regular broadcast station to MT. The date was the 14th of February 1922, and it was considered by many to mark the birth of British broadcasting. Earlier this month, that same historic hut rang out with different radio sounds, amateur radio, as the Chelmsford Amateur Radio Society transmitted from there a station GB952MT, calling CQ to commemorate the anniversary. Taking radio from its deep past into the digital present, club member Jim Salmon, 2E0RMI, also made use of an internet radio station to air vintage comedies, radio-related documentaries and other historic material during the 3-day celebration, the 12th to the 14th of February. As the website for Radio Emma Talk noted, the amateurs were not looking to recreate the original station 2MT, just to celebrate it, along with its spirit. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Jeremy Boot, G4NJH.
For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT, at the news desk in New York, and our news team worldwide, I'm Jim Dameron, N8TMW, in Charleston, West Virginia, saying 73. And as always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2017, all rights reserved.
And as always, we say thank you to Newsline for the use of their copyright material. And finally, in tonight's official broadcast lineup, it's Branch News Time. Here's Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG.
Thanks, Jim, and Happy New Year, everyone. Welcome to news from around your branches for 2017. And we start with Whangarei Branch 28, where the next meeting is on Wednesday the 1st of March at the club rooms in Heritage Park, starting 7:30 p.m. The guest speaker is Dr. Gary Bold, ZL1AN, the Morse Man, well known to everyone. His subjects are diverse and always popular, and everyone's welcome. To the Hibiscus Coast Radio Society, Branch 80, NZART. The usual committee meeting will be on Wednesday the 15th of March at 7:30 p.m, followed by the club annual general meeting at approximately 8:10 p.m. at the club rooms. Papakura Radio Club is holding the first 65 Hamfest on Saturday the 11th of March to be held at the Papakura Club Rooms in Wellington Park, which is in Great South Road in Papakura. Registration starts at 8:30 a.m. and the official opening is at 9:45. Topics include HF digital radio and digital mobile radio, among many others. Now, these are all current technology and they'll provide an overview of their practical implementation. And the day's program closes at 4:30 p.m. And the Hamfest is open to all interested in amateur radio and admittance is free. To Napier now, and Napier Branch 25 has its meeting at 7:30 p.m. at the club rooms at 123 Latham Street. It's a general discussion on where to from here, especially for new and fairly new hams. Everyone's welcome, and the discussion will cover operating procedures, how to learn CW, how to set up a station, and anything else of general interest to amateur radio. New and prospective hams are also invited. Wellington Amateur Radio Club, Branch 50, has its annual general meeting at the Lutheran Church Hall in King Street, Mount Cook, on Wednesday the 15th of March, starting 7:30 p.m. Over the Strait now, and Nelson Amateur Radio Club has an extra radio club meeting on Wednesday the 1st of March at St Barnabas Church, which is on the main road in Stoke. The meeting starts at 7:30 p.m. and the guest speaker is Gerard Lindstrom from Chorus. Now, Gerard will talk about the deployment of ultra-fast broadband and he'll bring samples of the various fibre used at each stage of the project. Come along and learn about the new technology and learn why your old phone connected to the copper network mightn't have much longer to live. News also of the combined Marlborough and Nelson barbecue at Carluk in Rye Valley on Saturday the 11th of March. Look in the newsletters of each branch for detailed directions to the site. There's plenty of room for camper vans, so you can stay on the Friday if you wish. Both clubs will be sharing the supply of summer food. Just remember to bring a salad or dessert to share, your own plates and eating utensils, as well as a chair, perhaps a sun hat, and your choice of a drink. There'll be a fox hunt, so bring along your handheld. And for any information, please contact Topsy Scott in Nelson or Carol Simpson in Blenheim. And finally, right down south to Christchurch Branch 05, and they've got their next meeting on Wednesday the 1st of March at the club rooms on Idris Road, starting 7:30 p.m. Mark Atherton, ZL3JVX, will be giving a presentation on the design, implementation and characterisation of low-complexity VHF and UHF aerials, with specific interest in localised field effects. Or in other words, tinkering with antennas. Well, that's all from me. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Stephen. Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, reporting from Christchurch. The next issue of NZRT Headquarters InfoLine will be emailed next Friday, the 3rd of March. The next official broadcast of NZART will be made by ZL6A at 8 p.m. on Sunday, the 26th of March. This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the official broadcast for February 2017. Good night, everyone. Good night now.